Harper Audio presents The Mighty and the Almighty, Reflections on America, God, and World Affairs, by Madeleine Albright with Bill Woodward, read by Madeleine Albright. Copyright 2006 by Madeleine Albright. Production copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers. Part 1. God, Liberty, Country. 1. The Mighty and the Almighty. I had watched previous inaugural addresses, but the first one I truly took in was John Kennedy's in 1961. My brother John, who was in junior high school, played the trumpet in the Denver police band and had been invited to Washington to march in the inaugural parade. It seems that everyone remembers the snow on the ground and how the glare of sunshine made it impossible for Robert Frost to read the poem he'd composed for the occasion. The new president, hatless in the crystal cold air, his breath visible, asked us to ask not. It was the speech about passing the torch to another generation. I saw it on television, and that's how I experienced all the inaugural addresses until 1993. Then, and again 4 years later, I watched President Clinton deliver his speeches from the balcony of the U.S. Capitol. The words, combined with the crowds and the view of the Washington Monument, brought out the sense of history and pride in the United States that has done so much to shape my view of the world. The inaugural address provides an American president with a matchless opportunity.